Well, welcome back, Ty.
Thank you. I'm glad I'm back. I would like to address the Green Bay Packers slander that was happening last week on the back end show.
Sure, have at it.
Fuck you, Jack Burke. We beat you. And I know that doesn't help the Packers slander that he was thrown out. You guys were predicting a little bit too, but he was really hitting hard on Packer fans. And then we beat them on that night.
Yeah, I don't really have a horse in the race. So
yeah,
from afar, you guys aren't very, you're not very, very cordial fans, but that's just from a non-biased perspective.
Well, I was listening to it, then I DM'd him on Instagram because he actually recently followed me on Instagram. And so I thought to take that opportunity to DM him and say, I don't remember exactly what I said. It was probably something along the lines of like, suck my cock or something like that. Something really nice and, you know, amicable. And then we beat them. And so that just speaks for itself.
So no, you're on cloud nine.
I'm on cloud nine. I'm back here to defend my stake and just really pumped in general. So
yeah, this is really bad for the corp. I'll be honest, as a whole, it's never good when you have your employees fighting against each other.
Well,
and going at it, and you know, I'm always here for promoting you know, fun competition,
of course.
But when it turns into producers DMing each other vulgar things, that's when I got to get HR involved. Yeah. Andrew.
See, I'm on the other side. I think great competition sparks a higher caliber producing.
Okay.
So thus Ty's riding a little bit more confident after his Packers dub dissed Burke as he deserved. And then he off air just told us a few things of how he just like leveled up as a producer to an extreme. So I think he's riding his high right now on a great wave.
Great point. I won't send out an email to HR today then. I was honestly getting ready to hit send after I saw those screenshots from Jack Burke of Ty's DMs to him and was like, see, this is why Packers fans are the worst. I was like, I might have to step in here.
Yeah, well, Jack is also the worst person to talk trash to, apparently, because I pulled it up and I said, this is what I said. I said, I listened to every back end show, you cock, and I will destroy you. That's why I let out. And I actually sent a picture of me flipping him off. And then he said, haha, sorry, dude. And then I said, this week we're enemies. And he said, looking forward to see who comes out on top. And and then I just said, ha, and just sent an Aaron Rodgers gif. Then he said, remember what happened last season? And then something. He's like, haha, I like your mentality. Lots of season left.
Wow, Jack.
So
wow.
Heaters. I was trying to drum up some.
Stirring the pot.
Yeah.
He's giving you nothing.
Yeah. Haha, love your mentality.
Jack sometimes flatlines as a career path. He's just a flatliner.
Flatlines?
He's just a flatliner.
Yeah, he is a flatliner, dude. Yeah, he's pretty much the entire state of Arizona when it comes to almost anything, to be honest. Talking trash would be the first one. You said career path. That just comes at his life right away.
You're never going to get it anywhere, Jack Burke.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's funny. He just, and we might have to cut this, but he, it's not bad, but he was just like, Declan, what would you think if I left for Central America for a couple months coming up here? And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, yeah, I'm thinking of just like going off grid and just going to like Guatemala or just somewhere and do some service work and come back and get a new job or something like that. And I was like, I'm in, dude. He goes, what do you think about that? I was like, you got to do it. Like, that sounds like a great idea. So Jack is, speaking of flatlining, going to be canceling the flatlining in his life.
That's like a quarter life crisis. I feel like a lot of people go through that. Maybe not a lot of people, but I feel like I've heard of that happening before.
Oh, yeah. It's like
your mid-20s, you're like, I can't do this.
It's like grad school comes up.
Yeah.
Like, should I go back to school? Should I do some service work? Do I change jobs? Do I move? Yeah. There's a bunch of, do I sell? There's a bunch of different variations. And I like the way that Jack's looking at it. I think he will thrive in that situation.
Oh, yeah. Be of service to others. That's like Jack Burke's, that'll be on Jack Burke's tombstone. 100%. So. Got that going for
him. Right on, Jack.
Yeah.
Well, we
and he doesn't listen to every back-end show, so we probably will never even have to talk about this unless he walks right through here as we're talking about him.
And then we'll walk him in and
And then he'll have to talk about it
and unpack it.
Yeah.
So, all right, we're in the clear there. Sorry, what were you going to say?
I said we didn't see each other at all this weekend, the three of us. So I say we walk through how our weekends went.
Oh, good idea.
And Deck, I want you to start, please.
Oh,
because I want to hear how our breakup tour event number one went.
Yeah.
What is this about?
So we explained it on the back, the back end show a little bit. From your perspective, what does the back end, what does the breakup tour mean?
Well, it sounds like, and this is, seems pretty inevitable from like a college student's perspective, that, you know, you're just not going to live with your buddies anymore. And for me, I'm not close to that point in time. Like, we're looking at houses for next year. So like, we still have another year at least left of like living together, just kind of in a frat house type environment. Which is kind of what this place is like, and just certain, it's cleaner, I would say. Okay. Definitely cleaner, but it's, you get those vibes. And it sounds like you guys are like finally growing up and becoming like proper adults and having to like go out. And from my perspective, at least, it sounds like you two knuckleheads are kind of like, no, we don't want everybody to leave. And everybody else is like ready to like get out of here and be like, yeah, we're ready to be like real adults. So that's what,
that's for your life. Like. All right.
That's pretty much,
I think that's pretty
that's
good judgment.
Yeah, because I look at all my other roommates, like Matt Heron and Matt Christensen, Jack Burke. It's very obvious that Matt Heron could live on his own and buy his a house and do everything that he wants.
That's crazy. Apartment, whatever
he wants. Matty C, like similar situation, but I also kind of feel like he'd want to still live with us. And then same with Jack Burke. So Matt Heron was the one who really just like dove in right away and was like, what do you guys think about, or he told our Uber ride, like I had said last
week.
That's
so awkward.
It was so funny. It was so funny.
But someone has to bring it up.
Yeah. So now we're just throwing parties every week. Allegedly every week, and we're just calling them the breakup tour. And then I send out a calendar invite with the breakup tour week, whatever, and then whatever activity we're going to be doing.
And this was the first week.
This Friday. And it was an absolute hit. I sent out a calendar invite on Thursday, and I said, we're going to be doing a Mexican-style potluck at our house Friday afternoon, or evening, I should say. And we crushed. Everybody, you know, texted me, hey, what should I bring? I had a list of things. I said, so-and-so's bringing this. So-and-so has 7 pounds of taco meat. We need sour cream. We need cheese. And it worked out phenomenally.
Margaritas, or the limes brought, because I saw on the text trail at least 7 times, like who's got the limes.
Yeah.
Everyone was volunteering. However, did it work out?
Yeah. So I had to lay down the law there, because it's like that, stupid rule or theory where it's like it's always used for like 911. Like when you see something bad happen, you assume that someone else is going to call 911, and everybody assumes that. So then no one actually calls, and then whatever happens, happens. So, you know, I had seen a lot of rumblings with this lime talk, and I threw right in the group message. I say, if no one brings the fucking limes, we're not doing this thing. And I showed up. So I was very serious about it.
Yeah. And limes were brought.
But the limes were brought. Yeah. Austin Yoakum stepped up. It was a phenomenal event. I was able to make my margaritas with the Coronas dumped in the there. And it was phenomenal. Went very well.
Okay. So you have the breakup tour week one. So yes. Like, does somebody leave now? Like, is this like a survival island where like now somebody, like that was their goodbye party? Or
yeah,
what
so
was really funny from my perspective. So I wasn't able to make breakup tour event number one. I went home for the weekend, and it was really funny seeing all the people that didn't initially get the invite asking to also join the breakup tour because they're ready to break up and move. So we had a whole nother house join. You could sense the tension between that bunch. It was like, all right, we need to adult as well.
Yeah.
And then the ladies showed up, and you could sense they were already, they were like,
they just started living together.
Exactly.
Like,
so
they had just moved into their new house, and they were also on the breakup tour right away. I added them to the calendar invite, which was so funny, because now I have like 18 emails on this breakup tour calendar invite. All I have to do is send it out every week. So stoked about that. But Andrew, you don't really know this yet, but while we were at the breakup tour week one, one person has to be the broken up person every week.
Okay.
So you were week one because you just weren't there. So we're like, oh, Andrew.
Nice.
Yeah. So like when people were showing up like, oh, hey, where's Andrew? We just all lied and said, Andrew moved home. He ran out of money, couldn't afford it. So we're paying his rent and he moved home. And like we got every single person bought into that right away for a good 5 minutes.
You know, it's weird that you brought that up, because while I was home, I was thinking I should move home and break up with these guys. It was, I don't know if you were just sending things, like some weird vibes from the whole group. There was a lot of tension in my head, and I was like, all right, I just should, you know, get my belly fed by my mom.
Yeah.
Be chilling.
It's a two-way road, man. I was thinking the same thing. I was like, wow, he's probably loving it at home. You know, no problems there.
Okay, so one person every time, and we have 17 people?
I made that number up. It's in the teens for sure. But yeah, so then we decided, I don't know if what week two will be yet entirely, but I do know what like week four or five will be already, which is very exciting. Matt Heron's birthday is coming up, and for
what day is that again? We always forget.
I don't know. It's like something sometime in September.
Yeah, it's like 15. Or...
Yeah, yeah, sure, whatever. Happy birthday, Matt. But we're throwing a bar mitzvah / quinceañera for Matt Heron. And that's super disrespectful to put bar mitzvah and quinceañera in the same title for a party, but we're doing it. It's a breakup tour. So,
yeah, we'll get in trouble. We'll get canceled for it, and we know the ramifications, but we're going for it because it's going to be a...
We do know the
because those parties are awesome.
Yeah.
I've never had a chance to attend either of them, but I see from movies and stuff that everyone seems to have a great time.
Yeah.
So I want to enjoy it.
It's a two-for-one deal here.
Yeah.
So, like, from a serious perspective, are you guys, like, actually breaking up? Like, it sounds like you guys are just the catalyzers of the conversation, which I think is great because it's a hard conversation to have of, like, what are we doing for a living situation? Even for me, who I'm going to live with my same four roommates next year, we're just going to move to a house. It was, like, pulling nails having to talk about, like, okay, we should go start touring houses and stuff like that. So it's always a hard conversation that mm-hmm. one person has to initiate. So it's great that you guys are initiating it, but are people actually leaving here?
I mean... We don't really know where we would live. None of us really know, again, besides maybe Matt Heron,
yeah.
where he's going to be in May of next year. So we're just addressing it of like, hey, do we all want to live together? We all said no, so now we're throwing the breakup tour.
Oh, it was like just decided that you don't want to live together anymore?
No, but like we're telling everyone we said no, but really we all said yes. Like we all do want to live together again. We just don't know where that's going to be. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you any more confused or on board?
No, I'm with it. I mean, it sounds like you guys don't have it figured out. So
yeah, it sounds.
No, we don't.
There is nothing getting done so far in the breakup tour.
Mm-hmm.
But besides the parties.
Besides, there is going to be a tour. We have to tour, and yeah. and through that, like camaraderie.
Yeah.
I'd say we'll figure out if we want to stay together. There'll be, you know, that one person that just fades out because they're tired of the tour. And we'll just have to bring in someone else at that
point.
Can't
handle
the
tour life.
Yeah, can't handle the tour life. It's a grind. You know, you're bouncing around. You got all these things going on. You got to clean up every time. So
I will say the cleaning up, it was tough this weekend. We went through every single plate, bowl, fork, knife, everything in this house after feeding a lot of people.
And to put in perspective, we don't have like five of each things like a normal house should. We have 45 of each tiny bowl and big bowl, salad bowl, bread plate, meal plate, fork, knife, a Tupperware, you name it, all under the ownership of Matt Christensen. And when when people come over, they're going to use it all because it's there. So now we have to do all of those dishes. And that's just unfortunate.
Yeah, it sucked. I did the dishes like, because we threw another party on Saturday for the college football games.
Mm.
And they made jambalaya for everybody because it was LSU's first big game against Texas.
Yes.
Which was a great game. But I made jambalaya for everybody. So then, again, it was like after I had done all the dishes for this potluck on Friday, did all the dishes, put them all away. And then by the time 5 o'clock came around again, everybody was grabbing all 45 plates and knives and eating
salad
jambalaya,
bowls,
yeah. Salad bowls is nuts.
You name it.
There's just beer cans everywhere, too. It's just, it's a riot. It's fun. So so biggest improvement between breakup tour week one and week two, trash bags and paper plates.
And take out your the recycling in preparation. We need to do, we need to do the breakup tour event after the recycling has come on Thursday.
Yeah, that's a predecessor to even being able to throw the party.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need people to hold us accountable saying, hey, it's Thursday, trash recycling day, you guys on it. Because if we aren't, we're going to have to move locations.
Because our recycling is exploding.
It's exploding. Mm-hmm. Busting out the seams. Mm. Busting. So,
overall, you threw two events and successful. You were the party organizer, the party executor, and
judge, jury, and executioner.
From then, and you felt like you did a great job. You didn't need me.
No, I would have preferred to have you there. It was definitely there were times where it got ugly for sure.
Mm.
But no, everything, you know, no broken items, no nothing, nothing crazy. The hospitality probably could have been a little better. The organization could have been a little better. And I think that's where you could have stepped in and really executed. So,
okay.
I thought I was like scotch free Saturday. So I went out Saturday night, somehow ended up in my bed at 2:30, like AM, tucked myself in bed, everything. Attaboy. Wake up the next morning, you know, moderately hungover, not a big deal. Go through my whole day. And I'm like, wow, like I don't remember a thing from like midnight on. Like, I'm so shocked that I'm in the situation I am. And then I'm going to buy Lincoln drink tickets. I flip open my wallet and my debit card's gone.
Ugh.
And I was like, oh no, what
didn't,
happened?
Didn't close out the tab?
No. So then the story gets crazier. So then I go open my Wells Fargo app, which I hadn't done since August 4th. Said I hadn't opened and looked at my bank account
in a month.
In a month. And so I go through like the transactions from Saturday. It just shows like a bunch of drinks bought, and then all of a sudden,
$6, $10,
$14, whatever is
21. Oh wow, I must have bought some people some shots.
Whatever. Yeah, you just never know. But then I was like, whoa, I went to Soho Cafe and I spent like $25 at a
couple pieces of pizza.
I was like, God, I was dining in at Soho Cafe at 2 a.m. Like, I must have just had an absolute feast. But I was like, wait a second, how would I have spent, like, how would I have used my debit card, which I should have left at the bar? Drunk Deck would have just left it at the bar. But now I'm seeing it's that I paid for stuff at Soho Cafe, which is a restaurant, but I don't have my card in my wallet.
This doesn't add up.
So jury's out.
Oh, you there's no end to the story.
There's no end to the story. I really don't know where it went, so I just canceled it. Just, no, I got a new one coming my way.
Sherlock Holmes, canceled.
Didn't even try to look for it. I was like, it's probably like under my bed, dude. I swear to God, it's probably like in my pocket or something stupid. I just like freaked out. I was just like,
yeah,
wow.
You're sitting on canceled. Your phone at that moment, and you're just like, ah, canceled.
I was like, I'm not even going to try, dude. Whatever.
Just no motivation, heads throbbing, canceled.
Canceled. I'm like so sick of this. I was like, I was so close. I thought I won. I spent all day Sunday recovering from my hangover, only to find out Monday morning that I lost. Oh, well.
Man.
Every day I have a chance to win. How was your weekend?
My weekend was great. I get this. I went to my nephew's, or he's my cousin, but he's four.
Okay.
It's my uncle's second wife's kids, and Ben, or no, he's first grade, whatever age that is, but he's playing flag football.
Four?
Yeah.
Not first grade. It's not even kindergarten.
What's first grade?
8 years old. No. Yeah. Six, seven.
Maybe he's not in first grade. Okay. He's tiny, dude.
A small first grader.
He's tiny, but he's wearing these little mini cutters and he's playing flag football.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. I never played flag football because my parents didn't let me. There was no way. They were like, you're not going to play tackle football until sixth grade. I was like, all right, it's fine by me. So I just played in the backyard. And flag football is amazing. Just like the little kids trying to organize them and run routes and stuff.
Yeah.
I won't let my kid play, but I will walk past the park and laugh. And this amazing in like the worst ways. Just nothing good going on.
Mm-mm.
I mean, they are getting organized and they're competing a little bit. So, you know, get them out there and get them fighting. But, man, not a lot of strategy. It's just like, you know, just they get forever to throw the ball. There should be a one Mississippi, two Mississippi blitz all out run at this quarterback. Cause he's just taking his sweet old time in the pocket. And that's not a good lesson to learn. You don't have that kind of time as a quarterback.
Right.
And
his kids are soft. God.
And then the misdirection, because they have all the time. Like, they ran probably like four fake reverses before they ended up handing the ball off on the fifth one. And then all the kids are like bumping into each other, and it's amazing. And then the kid ran 50 yards to go in the end zone, and he's like so small. He's moving his legs so like quick, but he's not going anywhere. I don't know. I hadn't been around that young of kids in a long time, just because we're up here just doing our thing as 23-year-olds. Like, when are we going to interact with small children?
That's a great point.
And it was the funniest thing I have experienced. I'm just sitting there as like, I'm picturing myself as a dad, because shit, that could be me in 6 years, 8 years. And I'm like, oh my God, this is a little overwhelming.
This is a nightmare.
This is a nightmare.
I have to plan my work schedule around this. 6 years.
Kids are running off, grabbing Capri Suns and like just
oranges,
and inhaling them and running back out there. Oh my God.
I used to ref flag football in high school.
Oh my God.
4 years straight. I know the rules, man.
I had this thought, like, there was the refs out there. I'm like, man, why would these guys pick this one? You can ref all the sports, but you picked this one?
Yeah, this, it was just right up the street from my house. It was the easiest. It was convenience, honestly. Yeah. And, dude, you know how you mentioned yourself being a father, watching your kid play in this janky little sport. Well, imagine yourself being a father, getting mad at the referee of this janky sport. Ooh. Having to be all the time. Just dad's getting pissed off that that these kids weren't following the rules or whatever. Yeah. And you know me, dude. I was just like, not like everything's not a big deal in flag football, 8-year-old flag football. Like, I was causing problems.
Yeah, you should have been a little more stricter.
Yeah, no, I was not laying down the law whatsoever. And I just loved, like, the little kids trying to talk with their mouthpieces in. I think that's, like, one of my side favorite things about just kid sports in general.
Sure.
Phenomenal.
Hilarious.
And then I went that same night, I went to see my uncle coach high school football. He's the winningest coach in Illinois history.
Oh, yeah, I think I remember you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dominant. And they did not get the dub, but it was just, it was better than watching the flag football. It was a good competition.
That's good.
Then I spent all Saturday on my ass watching every single college football game with my younger brother and my dad, which is phenomenal. Bet on almost every single game. Did not do well this weekend, but there's more opportunities out there. And then
that's why you won last week.
Exactly. So I can lose this week and then win again next week. And then the NFL, I did the same thing on repeat, and I just hung out in my house all day and played ping pong in a pool against Madge and kicked his ass, and that was it. It was a pretty relaxing weekend.
Sounds amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You got fed a bunch.
Fed. Oh, my God. I brought home so much food because my mom just made
so
much.
Moms are the best like that.
Yeah. Well, she made, I guarantee you, it was 40 waffles, and I'm like, Mom, how are we going to eat all these? And she's like, oh, you can take them home. I'm like, you're right. You're absolutely right. How about we make another batch? And
I didn't even think of that.
I didn't think of that. Yeah. So it was awesome. And then we had Cooper's Hawk and feasted on that.
Classic.
Yeah. It's a good weekend. And I drove home today, and we're doing this back-end show.
Here we are. Should have done it standing.
Should have done it standing because I actually made it back in record time, and it was pouring rain. Like, there was a few times, like, It was like, have you seen Talladega Nights? And remember the scene with the Fig Newtons on the dashboard? All right, I'll replay it real quick for you.
Yeah.
So I'm driving, and the rain is just like, all you can see is brake lights hitting in front of you every so often.
That's so awful.
And you're just like guessing. But I'm like, fuck it. I'm riding 75, and I am on record pace. I cannot slow down. So I see brake lights, and I just release off the gas, and then it like slows down. So I'm not touching my brake lights. So I'm going ghost mode for the person behind me.
That's so awful.
And I know, but I was like, if as long as I'm moving, I feel like I'm good. It's only going to be the person in front of me. No one's going to catch up to me, I think. And this is what's going through my head. And then to make the reference with the Talladega Nights, it's like he's got the Fig Newton sign covering the full dashboard, and he's just sitting there. He's like, this is awfully dangerous, but I sure do love Fig Newtons. And I'm just sitting there.
I love that part.
Yeah, and I'm just sitting there like picturing that scene. Like, I can't see jack shit. It's basically like Fig Newtons are sticking, a full Fig Newton sponsored logo is on my dashboard, and I'm just like underneath, like bobbing and weaving, trying to figure out if there's cars in front of me. And I made it back in 5 hours and 17 minutes when it should take you 6 hours.
Oh, that's some serious time shaving.
I was pumped.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Imagine if it was nice out.
Imagine if it was nice out, but I honestly think it helped me. I don't know why it would help me, but
I don't know.
I just saw adversity and I stepped on the pedal.
Love that.
So I'm here, and it was a good weekend. Ty, how was your weekend?
That's a great quote. I didn't know. Declan, remember that? 27 minutes. When I see adversity, I just step on the pedal, dude. That's a quote.
That's a quote.
Ty, what's up, dude?
You know, my weekend is all right. Another first weekend back in school.
So. Actually, you know what? Let's just get to the average quality.
Jesus Christ.
I'm kind of done. We've talked a lot about the weekend already. It's like, oh, God.
This guy. But I actually am excited.
I'm excited to hear this. Yeah, this is highly anticipated.
Yeah.
So we had to ease our way back in, of course. Mm. And so there weren't a lot of plans coming into Friday afternoon.
Okay, but hold on. When are there ever plans going into Friday?
Sometimes like a friend will be like, oh yeah, I know like one, like a mutual friend of mine is having a party, or like I'm having a party, or like something like that.
Mm. There's a vague outline, and you're like, I could see myself there.
It's like a place to go. You're like, okay, if like all else falls through, like I have a place to go. And that there wasn't really anything materializing, like, coming in on Friday. And I wasn't super involved. Like, all my roommates have Fridays off of class, and I do as well, but I'm working down at Thomson Reuters. So, like, I'm putting in the hours. And so I come back up, and, like, I'm ready to go for the weekend. And they're like, oh, we really don't have many plans. And I'm like, oh well, you know, just hang out. Got to ease ourselves back into the weekend. Well, then, like, probably at, like, 7:30, one of our friends was like, oh, we're having people over tonight. And they have a nice large apartment, like one of the largest college apartments I've ever seen. And so when they have people over, it's like, it's a good amount of people. So I'm like, okay, great.
And you're 21 for the first time in college.
And I'm 21.
Proud of you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I made it. I'll make it again in January, but.
Exactly.
Yeah. You turned 21 twice?
Yep.
Oh, shit. That's really dope. Cool.
Yeah. Well, whatever. You know, it's whatever. Anyway, so 7:30, so a little later to the start of the evening than I would have liked. But, you know, we're throwing down some drinks, and then we realize that there's a university event going on where there's free snow cones. So we decide to go free snow cones, and like unlimited free snow cones. And so we get, like, you know, we each have like a few snow cones, just dousing with syrup. We also pour some adult style beverages into the snow cones, really spice things up. And so we're really getting ready to go for the night. We then go to a pregame, and there our roommates are this year rooming with a foreign student from the Netherlands. So I spent the next 2 hours just picking this guy's brain.
Is his name Hans by chance?
No, his name is like David, but we call him David. So it's a little playable. Yeah. So I just spent the next probably 2 hours just picking his brain.
Recording a podcast with him, huh?
Yeah, basically. But instead, I was just asking him about the differences between America and the Netherlands. Also, did you know Holland's not a country?
Yeah.
Really? I didn't know that. He's from Holland. It's a province of the Netherlands. I always thought it was a country.
I guess I didn't know that specific detail. I just knew Holland was like a pseudo type. Like, you just call it that. Like you call New England.
Yeah.
That's what I thought, too. I thought Holland was like was another name for Netherlands.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's a province of the Netherlands. Anyway, so I spend the time picking his brain. Then we go to this party. It's a great time. But then, like, some of my friends just start getting, like, picked off, and they're just, like, puking. It's like a mess. All of a sudden, it gets, like, oh, no. And yeah. I'm, like, I don't really want to deal with this. So me and David and, like, one other guy, we leave, and he's, like, do you guys want to go smoke cigars? And I'm, like, yes. And so we go to Dinky Town. We roll up to this, like, cigar shop that's open to, like, 3 a.m., run by a nice Indian man. And we roll in. He buys us all some Dutch honeys, is what they were called. David knows what's best. They're, like, $2 cigars. They're cigarillos, basically. And so we stand outside Dinky Town, and we just smoke these cigars. And we see the sights to see in Dinky Town at, like, 2 o'clock in the morning. And there are quite a few
some zombies.
To see. Yeah. No, I mean, it's, like, insane. Like, there are people. There was this chick blowing fire. Like, she had like a little thing, and then she like must have put some in her mouth and just went, and like it blew fire, and I like felt the heat on my face. It was insane.
Oh, they were close. It wasn't from like afar. You saw this woman doing this activity.
And they're all gathered outside like the cigar shop or like the smoke shop.
It was the nightly entertainer. They hired her.
Yeah, and there's this dude banging on a guitar. Like, he was playing it like a drum and then also strumming it, but then mostly banging it like a drum. And that was it. Then I went to Burger King and had a spicy chicken sandwich for $1.09. And then I went to bed by like 3 o'clock.
Damn. That's sick.
Yeah.
Did you get the fire breathers information?
I didn't. That would be a cool, like, she should pull up to the party next time.
Exactly. Like, we need her at every event. I've never
no
seen
event
a fire
is
breather.
Complete without a fire breather. And apparently, like, she does that. Like, she just, that's her thing. Like,
yeah, that's her thing. Everyone knows her as the fire breather.
She stands in Dinky Town and just breathes fire.
Yeah, that's phenomenal.
Insane.
Oh, Dinky Town specifically, too.
Sounds like something you would see, like, in a window of the apartment in Dinky Town. Just, like, someone doing that in their bathroom.
Yeah, and then also outside the cigar shop, there's, like, this Christian group just handing out waters at, like, 2:30 in the morning.
Oh. Good. Hydration station. Yeah,
which is great, because it's a cheap cigar. So
I bet you it was Crown Royal sponsored. Have you seen those commercials, the Crown Royal water breaks?
No. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have. Okay, that's it.
Yeah.
I will say there have been some great commercials for this first NFL week.
I'm trying to think of any good ones.
Did you love Tide? Is that
I loved the Tide commercial.
I knew you did.
That is just genius.
Which one was that?
It was on Sunday night.
When they do back-to-back commercials, and the first one is Peyton Manning saying, we're moving Laundry Sunday to Laundry Tuesday, so it doesn't get in the way of Sunday night football games.
Okay.
And then the next commercial is like some show that is
The Voice.
The Voice or something. that's on Tuesday nights, and they're like, we can't have Laundry Tuesday be on Tuesday nights. That's when The Voice is. So then they were like, yeah, we got to move it back to Laundry Sunday. So now there's two hashtags going, Laundry Tuesday, Laundry Sunday, which I just think is great marketing.
And Tide's trending.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Who owns Tide? Do you? Is it Johnson & Johnson?
Is it P&G?
P&G. Both of those.
Might be P&G.
Okay. I couldn't remember the names of like the overarching companies. Both of those.
Might be Procter & Gamble.
Spend. Oh, could be Procter. No, it is Procter & Gamble.
Okay.
They spend the most amount of money on Facebook ads, that company, than any other
That's
company.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Do you think that they do they like supplement their, are those like standalone ads or are those
P&G.
Like supplement? It was P&G.
Mm-hmm.
Are those like standalone ads or the supplemental to like, or is it kind of both?
I don't understand the question.
The good question is like, are they now putting out Facebook ads about like Laundry Tuesday?
Oh,
Laundry
I bet you
Sunday.
They're following up with that. Yeah, but yeah. Before that, they were spending on everything. Like, you
okay.
probably didn't even...
Sure.
You probably weren't even getting targeted, maybe
right.
a little bit
yeah.
As a college student, but they're hammering the parents with, yeah. Hey, make sure you know that Tide's best, or all yeah. that other stuff.
Wait, I thought they were hammering little kids.
I don't know who they hammer.
Sorry, I can't go on air saying just that, but...
I Yo,
they
were
hammering.
Canceled, dude.
I thought they were.
Tide hammers little kids.
Tide hammers little kids, dude.
Headline grab. Declan's done for life.
Yeah, Declan's done. I mean, Declan says Tide hammers little kids. Just me.
No, they did have one. I think one of the best commercials, probably 2 years ago in the Super Bowl, where they're like, "This is this a Tide ad?" Do you remember that campaign series? Where
I think so.
I don't remember what the first commercial. It was like a first commercial. I think it was like with Joe Buck and Troy Aikman, and. They like fake lead. They fake like led back into a game, and you were like, it was pretty obvious like it was not the game. But they brought up like, no, this isn't the game. This is a Tide ad. And then there was like another ad where you thought it was like they made it purposely look like a car ad or something like that. And they're like, no, this is a Tide ad. And then for every other commercial, you're like, is this a Tide ad? Like, is the punchline gonna come?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it happened one more time, but you just kept thinking like, is this a Tide ad? Is this a Tide ad? It was genius.
They got a good marketing team.
That was kind of my point, is I just like really love the creativity that goes behind some of this stuff as dudes in a room who try and get people to think about what you're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
It's very fun. Wouldn't you just love doing that if we just had to create ads like and had a whole full production team
yeah.
and like you could, it was a blank canvas. You could do anything.
Oh, it'd be
and just
incredible.
Film those. That'd be so much fun.
Yeah.
God. Great.
One day.
We're getting there. We're close.
We're working towards that.
Yeah. Every day.
Every day.
Should we hit average qualities?
Sure, man. Start us off.
Ooh.
Ooh. oh, man. What was my average quality? Oh, my average quality is the time zone thing with sending calendar invites out to people.
Yeah.
Just actually now getting in the rhythm. Now that we have a schedule of like, okay, Ty's on Monday. I just need like I've now started reaching out to people and trying to get them. So what? My issue was when I would reach out in my initial pitch, I'd give them a time and a day, which if they never responded, I'm now like sitting waiting on them to respond
sure.
to that time. So I can no longer use that time. So then if I hit the next person up and now he's restricted. So I was cucking myself essentially by giving the timeout. So now
you'll self cuck.
I know, yeah, a little self. Nothing worse than self cucking yourself on your own podcast.
Mm-hmm.
That's a quote.
Hey, good self awareness though, man.
Yeah,
this is a big improvement because we need. I think that's just better. It's more efficiency.
Yeah. So, but then Decky got risky.
Oh.
So I would then DM people and give them the time, and if they weren't responding, after I gave like 3 days for this one guy. See, I'm not gonna say his name, but.
Yeah, don't.
Didn't
smart
hasn't responded
or her
this person hadn't responded and I was like God we need a person we're running out of time here like so I just hit up another person and booked that time
yeah
and this other guy hasn't even responded yet so who knows we may be double booked
jokes on him
and then you pivot
what if we ran two podcasts at once like you were asking questions to this person and Deck was asking questions to this person that's
and then,
in my
seat and then it crossed
and then like you okay switch but the conversation was happening at the same time.
I think that could work as long as we have different headphones.
Yeah, well, you might have to change the output, but, you know.
That would work.
I think it would.
Because, like, I
definitely plus.
Double efficiency. Yeah.
That would be hilarious.
That'd
be
so
be crazy.
Wow. What if we just did a group
I don't think we're smart
podcast.
Enough for that.
I know, but I love this idea. It would be amazing.
It would be really funny.
I don't think we're smart enough.
The banter wouldn't be there. Or is it? Then the person has to wait And then it plays like little elevator music in the podcast while that person's waiting for the next talking point.
It's time for your next question. I'm just like, hey.
There'd be a huge imbalance because Deck is a lot longer winded than Andrew is sometimes. So
yeah, I'd be sitting there waiting. Like
somebody would be waiting. Yeah. Yeah.
You're like, God, for fuck's sake, Declan, it's been 30 minutes. All right, dude, what's your average quality?
My average quality was remembering how my house was set up. So my mom got a bunch of renovations done, not like structurally inside the house, but like just like moving things around.
Okay.
And getting new wallpapers and random shit like that. And she's like, go grab me something like this. And like I run downstairs and like to go grab it or something. And I'm like standing on there. I'm like, I have no idea where this is. And then there's like four different closets. I'm like, all right, checking all of them. And then I end up like screaming, Mom, where the fuck is whatever you said? That? So that is a big average quality. And with that also, when I wake up in the morning, I need to see right away with glasses or contacts. And I left them in the bathroom the first night, and I walked out of my bedroom and just, like, fell, stubbed my toe. It was a whole thing. And I'm just like, what the hell is going on? I don't even know where the turns are in the morning when it's dark out. It was a fiasco. I need a new blueprint to the house.
Yeah, did she send you the drawings over or the recent additions?
She thought I was kidding. And I was like, Mom, I'm not. I don't remember. It's not something I keep in my memory bank.
Did you grow up in that same house your whole career?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Career?
Well, life. And I think I remember you telling me this last time I went home. It started as like a much smaller house, and then your parents made renovations as you guys grew up.
It was like an unfinished basement and only three bedrooms, and then they added a fourth bedroom, and they made it a basement. And then they extended the house in the back to make a longer living room.
Thank God you were home then. Imagine if your mom just added a whole nother sector to the house.
Gosh.
It was like, this is the game room now. You'd be like, jeez.
Love this. Why didn't we
thanks,
have
Thanks, Mom. Yeah.
Why didn't we have this in high school?
Yeah, right. Dang, that's nuts. That's nuts, dude. Well, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you can see.
I know. I can see.
That's a start.
My other average quality real quick was my gambling habit. I mentioned that already, but
yeah.
I got to be more...
You just got to win more. I think that's what you got to do.
Got to be more better.
Yeah, better would be helpful. I think I just got to play better lines. You know, stop being like, oh, this one will work. I got to play the ones that I'm confident in, instead of just being like, all right, this, I really just want to watch the Hawaii against Arizona game and at 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
Put money on it because that'll make it entertaining. I got to stop that.
Hey, I'm not. I think there's plenty of people that were yelling, listening to you right now. Like, when someone needs to get a hold of Andrew's like addiction, but dude, just bet more games that you feel more comfortable about.
Yeah. I think that's the move.
I think you'll be just fine. Money will take care of itself.
And stay away from the NFL.
Stay money. Never bet on the NFL.
Except if you do a money line parlay. I think there's
there's nothing there.
There's value.
There's
there.
Nothing there.
Try that one again next week, and if I go over two, then I'm out.
No, we're not. No, we're not doing that next week.
Because I did a 5-team money line parlay, and the only team that didn't win were the New York Jets, who had a 16-0 lead. That's a fluke. That's a fluke game. I'm gonna try it again.
That's not the rule. That's the exception to the rule.
Exactly. So Ty, what's your average quality?
My average quality, I think, would be just using like any sort of scheduler to keep track of my things going on. Like I have, when you start class, it's always like a whole, like it takes me probably about 2 weeks to really get like, to not have to look at my schedule and remember what classes I'm going to. So I put into my like Google Calendar, like what classes I have at what times and everything. And then I blocked in my times for like working and stuff like that. And I get like, I always get super overzealous, like at the beginning of the year, like, oh, I'll schedule out all my classes and like all my, like when I work and like, I'll schedule out, like you put the podcast on my schedule and I'll do all that. And then like in 3 weeks, it'll all be out the window and it'll be like, I know when I have to do everything. And then something will fall through the cracks. And I'm like, oh, maybe I should start getting on scheduling things again in mm-hmm. my Google Calendar. And it's just a reaffirming cycle of,
horrible. No lead time, some lead time.
Right.
Last minute.
Yeah, so it's all just, it's all kind of a mess. And half the time, too, like, I'll forget to turn off the notifications for things. So, like, it'll be 3 weeks, and I'm like, why am I still getting notifications that I have class? Like, I know I have class right now, and so maybe I just need to turn those off. But, yeah, that's my average quality, is just knowing what things I have to schedule and what things I don't, and actually, like, sticking to it.
And then, but you always seem to get adjusted. It always comes to a point where, like, all right, maybe I should start getting organized. And then you do it. Yeah. You level up.
I think doing this will help me, too, because I, like, I kind of rely on my Google Calendar for doing this sort of stuff, like stuff that is more variable, so that'll probably help. But no,
all right, because we need you, man. So if you need any help, we're here.
Thank you.
Yeah,
well, you're a little less reliant on me now that you have the laptop, but
I know we also leveled up.
Good for you.
Yeah,
no, we just got back to right where we were.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's a good point.
We are now confidently
we were trying
able to record podcasts
down and to the left.
Yeah, we were. Yeah, no, we were just crashing. There was no stabilizing and going down. It was just straight down.
We didn't see it. We just kind of like we're walking blindly, just like and just foom.
Yeah,
black hole.
But we were sponsored by Fig Newtons. We just had no idea we were walking off a cliff. Put it that way.
Do it for any sponsor.
Ty, I have a question for you. How far away are each one of your classes? Are they like you walk into one building?
All in the same building.
Oh, they are. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, pretty much. Except for because I'm taking mostly business classes, so they're literally all in one. They're mostly in one building, the Carlson School of Management, but one of them is in the adjacent building that's connected by a skyway. And I have a Spanish class that's kind of off in another part. But
yeah, because thinking of from your perspective, you were having a variety of classes that wasn't like just business or something like that. You'd probably be walking around everywhere, which it would take at that point, I would understand why it would take 2 weeks to get a grasp on your schedule and how long it would take to go places.
Honestly, I just sometimes freak out that that first week is always am I in the right class right now? It takes you about 10 minutes to realize I'm actually supposed to be here. Cause there have been times where people just have to get up and they're I'm in the wrong class. And that's it's humiliating. I don't want to do that.
Yeah. You can't be that disorganized.
Right. Mm-hmm. You're that dude is fucked. He does not have shit together at all.
Yeah, I've done that one time only.
Yeah, it's not a good look.
It's kind of just oh man, I'm not in the right class.
I'm paying $5,000 for this class, and I'm not even in the right one.
Yeah, I was like, I kind of like that one. Let's see how this other one pans out.
Yeah, it's man, I really wanted to take that one. Seemed like an easy class. That's great.
Oh, that's too good.
It's great though when the professor lets you know that you're not in the right class when you take attendance and you find out as a Brown you find out very early and often if you're in the right class or not.
Oh yeah.
And then if you're dumb like me, you don't realize it till the very end, and then you're like, I gotta go. They're like, is there anyone that didn't get called? And you're like, yeah, what's going on? is this Theo 305? No.
It's not.
This is Buddhism. So
yeah,
irrelevant,
but hey, it plays.
Whatever.
Sure. What did I learn? I learned, this is actually really funny, I watched the Pokemon movie when I was home, because you gotta just fully absorb the childhood
original one.
No, Detective Pikachu,
the new one with Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah. And it was awesome it was awesome because you just got a bunch of Pokemon popping up and you're trying to remember what all their names are. Yeah. And then there's the worst part was with all the new wave Pokemon that you're just never heard of you, never even had a chance to see you. So you're you don't feel very relatable to those ones. But the ones that you do, the Pikachus and the War Turtles and the Charmanders, all that jazz.
The Founding Fathers.
The Founding Fathers, Ditto, and the Lick guy. I couldn't remember his name, but I was like, I've seen you before.
I recognize his face.
That shit cracked me up. And I was watching it with Madge, and Madge and I had a great time.
Sounds like an electric time.
Yeah.
I love how you always triple down on childhood stuff when you're home in your original home.
Yeah, you just want to feel like a kid again.
Yeah. Easy. As you're getting fed. Mom's calling you for dinner.
Oh, it's money. Don't you always go home and play Wii tennis?
Yep. I always go home and play Wii Golf. Wii Sports Resort is the only Wii game that has both the original Wii Sports Golf front nine, and then it has the back nine is the resort nine.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, it's phenomenal. And I come home and play every I go home probably once a quarter, so 3 or 4 times a year, and I get about 5 games of Wii Golf in, and I was trying to beat my score of minus 13, which is just a ridiculous score that I scored when I was like a sophomore in college.
Yeah, well, you have to be in your prime, I feel like, to beat that. Like, yeah. You're not going to beat it just coming back three times a year.
And nobody else plays that Wii. Like, it does not get used. It collects dust every other time of the year, but when I come home, like, my mom's got the remote set out, I'm just ready to rumble at noon on a Saturday. Teeing off.
Three times at noon, Mom.
Yeah, and I'm like yelling out to everybody else in the house. I'm like, guys, I'm a minus nine going into the turn. You're like, shut up. Yeah. No one cares.
Zachlin's playing golf again.
Yeah. Oh, classic. Yeah, dude.
That's awesome.
Funny. So much fun.
That's a good game.
That's what I learned, man. Pikachu, Pokemon.
Yeah, that's funny.
That shit's fun.
It's fun, dude.
It always will be.
Ty, what'd you learn?
I learned, so I'm in kind of this cool class. It's half a semester. It's called management innovation, and it's taught by this wild entrepreneur type. It's like an entrepreneur class. Half semester. In 2 weeks, we take a canoe trip down the urban Mississippi River. So I assume we take it from somewhere around campus to St. Paul over the course of 3 days. And, we just camp out along the way, which is kind of crazy. And
sounds like there's gonna be homeless people around the area.
I know it is,
but it will be in the winter area, so it might be good.
So I don't know what that's gonna be like. I'm excited for that.
But hold on, a 3 day camping trip.
Well, it's two nights, but over the we leave on Friday the 20th.
It's coming up.
Friday the 20th at 4 p.m. and then we come back Saturday at 3 or Sunday at 3 p.m.
All right. We'll definitely have you on the back end show after that one.
Yeah. It's going to be wild. Whoa. And we had the choice too, to pick between doing that. It's like a class of 50 people. And we had the choice between going on that trip, or it's a 3 hour class once a week. And for one of the class periods, we just go to Eco Lab and learn about their innovations or stuff like that. Mm. And I'm like, screw it. I want to go on that canoe trip. Like, that's not something I'd ever do.
Yeah. I'm not going myself. I'm not going to go to the building that I see every single day.
Right. That'd be so boring. Yeah. It's like a corporate tour. Like, no, thank you. And the professor's like, well, I encourage you to stand up and talk to some of your classmates and see what they're doing. And I had this one girl to my left who was super hyper business student college girl, and she was like, well, we have a midterm coming up on the 24th, and it's just a whole weekend gone, we homework for other classes, and I don't know how I'm gonna fit in my schedule. And she's total schedule everything out in her mm-hmm. GCal,
so she's Eco Lab 100%.
Yeah. And she's like, what do you think you're gonna do? And I'm I think I'm gonna go on the canoe trip. I'll never, and I'm not even the type of person who's very sporadic or
adventurous
or adventurous. Yeah, I'm not,
those are your words, not mine.
Adventure, yeah, I guess adventure. No, I'm not.
There's another quote, dude.
I'm not very spur of the moment type of guy. Not that this is spur of the moment. I have 2 weeks to do it, but mm-hmm. I think maybe 3 years ago I'd be oh, let's just do the Eco Lab thing, just because.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. Hmm. But now I'm just kind of that's not something I'm ever gonna do again, probably. So let's just do it. And so I told her that, and she's like, are you really, you're because I have a couple other classes. And she's like, you know, we have a final or a midterm the next week, and it's Wednesday of the next week. It's not even Monday of the next week.
And Ty's yeah, dude.
Whatever. Yeah, I got to be the total badass. And then the dude to my right, he was he was trying to play it off a little cool. He's like, no, it'd be that's a whole weekend gone. It'd be so lame to
I want booze.
Yeah, basically. And I'm like, okay, cool. So they were both going on the Eco Lab tour. But
play Iowa this weekend.
Yeah. And most of the class was gonna do that as well. So they I think there's probably gauging, because he had everybody raise their hand, and the quick amount of people raising their hand, it looked like maybe 12 to 15 people out of the 50 were going to go on the canoe trip. But
about 25%.
Yeah, I think it'd be fun. That wasn't even what I meant to be what I learned, but that was it. I learned that, you know, sometimes you just got to say yes to some things that maybe you don't always want to say yes to.
And say no to the hyper-scheduled girl to your right and the overly cool dude to your left.
I know.
Say no.
Find yourself right in the middle.
Yeah. Right in the middle.
Just be that average.
Wildly
guy.
Average. Wildly average.
God, it's so on brand, dude.
It's going to be awesome.
Oh, nice.
Maybe I'll bring the hat on the trip, and I'll spread the word. I'll be
spread the good word.
I'll be fucking Lewis and Clark, just pillaging and maybe not pillaging.
Oh, for sure.
Pilgriming.
Pillage something, please. Maybe an ant farm.
Start a cult. Start a cult.
Whoa,
in the woods, in the urban Mississippi.
Yeah, what is the urban Mississippi? Is that a sewer line? Or?
No, I think it's just part of the Mississippi River between the two cities, between Minneapolis and St. Paul.
Oh, okay.
It's just that part of the Mississippi River.
Yeah. You guys like that urban Mississippi? I feel like that's a good joke.
That's what I was picturing. Stick with that. I was picturing something very dirty.
Yeah, you mentioned homeless people right away.
Yeah, no, that, I mean, I think we're just parking or like camping in parks, like state parks that are found along the Mississippi River.
Okay,
and that's like a hotbed for homeless people to sleep.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna talk to. Is that next Monday?
Hmm. Oh, dude,
a homeless guy?
No,
he did a documentary on
the wall
on what is Hennepin? That?
No. Oh, man, this is tough.
It's the road you used to get to work.
I know. It's Hiawatha and Lake. Yeah. There's that homeless wall of all the tents where all the homeless people live.
Sure.
So there's this guy who did a documentary on
so we'll talk to
that thing, and he's come on the podcast.
Really? Yeah. Where can I watch the documentary?
It's on his YouTube page.
Oh, so I can just... Really?
Yeah.
Oh, send
it. He released it August 17th, I think, just fairly recently. Just got done with it. I don't know. I haven't really looked much more into it.
I just watched that.
Read an article on it and then DM'd him.
We're watching the documentary this weekend.
Yeah, we're gonna watch it.
I love documentarians.
Mm-hmm. I know. That's exact. Like that was my first thought. Like, I want to interview one. And I then Googled documentarian Minneapolis. His first one. So now here we go.
Well, good SEO for that guy.
Yeah. Great SEO.
Great SEO. Nice, man.
Yeah. So what did I learn? I learned that there is such thing as a double plural. So, yep. Tide. Oh, yep. Yeah, Tide. You already know this one, dude?
Yeah, do you listen to Joe Rogan?
Listen to Joe Rogan? Do you just already know what a double plural is?
I don't know what a double plural is.
Okay, so, easy example is saying the sentence, there are a lot of fishes in the sea. Right? Doesn't make any sense. It should be. It sounds like, it should sound, there are a lot of fish in the sea. But within the sea, there are different species of fish. Therefore, there's the double plural effect that makes it acceptable to say fishes.
Wow. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Do you have another example?
That was the one Neil deGrasse Tyson used.
Yeah, he said there's a lot of fishes in X area or whatever. And Joe goes, I think it's fish. And I was like, yeah, I think it's fish too, Neil. And
it's like he got him.
Yeah, we finally got Neil.
Yeah, because Neil is correcting everything all day long. Any podcast I've ever listened to him when he's on, he has to be right.
He's kind of pretentious.
It cracks me up, and that's why I love listening to him, because he's got that voice and that laugh.
Yeah.
It's priceless. And Joe thinks he's got him on this one, and then Neil drops in, oh, you don't know the double plural?
Oh.
And I'm just sitting there just like, fuck. I thought Joe had him.
He got everybody. Everybody that was listening thought they had Neil, and he came right back.
Didn't have him.
Yeah. So
no, I don't have any other examples, but that's really interesting. Can you think of anything?
No.
Nah, neither can I.
Deers.
Yeah, I was gonna say any animal in which you don't say the plural version.
But
I don't know how many different kinds of deers.
It would have to. Yeah. The specific situation would have to be like an ecosystem or a plot of land where there's multiple species of deers. In that case, then it would make sense.
And they did bring that example up, and I think Neil or Joe shot. I think Joe shot it down. He's like, multiple types of species of deer don't hang out together.
Okay,
you'd only see one type of deer together. Right, so that makes sense. Deers is or whatever.
It's theoretical.
What about? And you might not actually know enough to answer this question, but for
challenge us.
Okay, so for like a term, I'm thinking like goose or geese.
Mm.
Do double plurals apply to words that can already become plural? Like fish is fish if you're talking about one fish or multiple fish. But like, can you apply a double plural to geese even though it's already plural? Like, are there multiple geeses?
Oh, we'll have to find out on next episode of the Back Pocket.
Yeah,
we're gonna be. This is a great cliffhanger.
I'm taking a wild guess. No.
Geese.
I would think yes because
I feel like there's only one type of a goose,
dude.
That's not what I'm arguing.
That's not what he's arguing. But
I
just when you think that
might have been a bad example. I think I think there is only one type of goose. No. Maybe not though. I don't know, dude. Screw this. Everybody got dumber.
Yeah. Sorry guys. I really derailed the podcast. I will say though, I do appreciate our cadence between the three of us. We're very good at recording a 1 hour podcast.
Do we nail it?
Well, I mean, we're coming in at the 56, 57 mark. That's and ideal. Like, we do this every week, and I'm just saying, like, hey, this is sometimes mainly my fault for going over with podcast guests. But you know, when it's just us three, this is wheelhouse stuff, gentlemen.
We hit a stride.
It's consistent. People love it, I think. And it's awesome. But feel good story. Do you guys have one? I have an idea of one.
I have an idea of one too. But you go first.
Okay. Go first.
Dad. So we got a lot of feel good stories today. Mm-hmm. This Saturday. So today's Thursday something. Upcoming Saturday, Joe Rogan's coming into town. We got tickets, and I'm stoked to see Joe Rogan for the first time at Excel Center.
That's huge.
He's doing stadiums.
He's doing stadiums, dude.
Good for him.
He's doing a Madison Square Garden in 2020.
Jesus.
Damn. Mm-hmm. That's dope. Are you going to go there, too?
Sure.
Sure.
He says he's not releasing a special. And so the last special he released was this time last year. He says he's going to wait another full year and then evaluate then, because he loves the content he's putting out right now, and he just wants to continue to do it without it getting saturated with a special. So that's why he's touring all these stadiums.
Honestly, that's got to be so electric, because like, it's so much more fun to like watch comedy with other people, and when you're watching comedy with that many other people, like, that's got
to
be insane.
That are there to laugh. Yeah. Like, it's not like these people are like, oh, I hate Joe, let's go see how he's doing.
Oh, yeah.
It's an expensive ticket, and they're there to laugh, and they're all Joe Rogan minions. I went to see him in 2017. At like the Orpheum, so a smaller venue, and crushed, had the whole place. But you could just like it's the meathead squad going out to see Joe. It's priceless. And then like the girlfriend that just gets dragged along,
that probably doesn't know who Joe is.
Yeah. So I'm excited. That's a good feel good story.
Yeah.
How about you, Ty?
Oh, I was going to talk about Miles Biggs. I think that's kind of cool. I was talking about it with him on my podcast, How They're Here. Rate and subscribe.
Yeah, season two.
Season two. We
have it just an onion worth of lots of layers to this feel good story.
Yeah,
just your season two is now kicking off. How They're Here. Definitely go subscribe,
please.
Did you have a typo? It said season two, episode 14. I know you recorded 13 episodes in season one, but now it just jumped to 14.
Yeah, I just said fuck it, and we're just gonna keep the episode tally going, and you'll just know it's a different season.
I like that.
Wow, okay.
Screw everybody that doesn't like that. I actually made a mistake and put season one, episode 14, and then Miles corrected me. He's like, hey, you did this. I had to change it quick.
He was on it with us with some things that we've done in the past, too. Like, hey.
Yeah. He's good, like, kind of, like, letting you know. I'm like, okay, thank you.
I love that.
Yeah. So, anyway, I was talking
to him. Rate and subscribe.
Rate and subscribe, please. It's been great. I thought the response has been great, good, fantastic, great. I love everybody that listens, and you know, we are a small collective, but we are a passionate one, so it's been a lot of fun.
Sounds very culty, but
kind of like a mini Joe Rogan coming up, sort of, from the
standpoint. Rumblings are there.
It certainly are, certainly are. But no, Miles and I talked today, and I think it's just really cool, and I hope he touches, or that you guys touch on it on the episode that you're gonna record with him after this,
and which will be released on Tuesday.
Okay, cool, great. Anyway, that, like, I think he is an embodiment of sort of the magnetism of, like, Minneapolis, and that he tapped into, like, Minneapolis really well, and kind of all the people that, like, have things going on here, and he felt so, like, just moved by the type of people that were out here that he wanted to fly out here and attend, like, Lincoln Drink, which I think is sort of the culminating event in the area of all of these types of people that, like,
yeah, he's interviewed everyone that goes to
right
Lincoln
he's
Drink.
Interviewed everybody, and like all these people that, like, you guys know, and that, like, you know, I'm starting to know and stuff like that, they all go to Lincoln Drink, and that he felt like so, like, behooved to come out here and, like, attend it, I think is kind of like a testament to the sandbox that, like, you guys have helped build and stuff like that, which I think is really, really cool.
That's very cool.
I'm excited for Miles.
I am too.
Yeah,
he's one of those guys that, like, he's like the perfect marketing intern spot. Like, he knows, like, everything about this and, like, the whole area. So, like, he's to the point, like, when we talk about, like, guests that, like, you know, maybe aren't the best on podcasts, that, you know, from time to time they'll be, you know, short with answers and they're just uncomfortable talking. Like, he's a complete opposite. Like, he has a podcast of his own, so should be an electric episode. High expectations.
Ooh, God. And speaking of that, the day before of Miles is Coach John Tower, which you know, you're not gonna be there to produce it, but our companion Bears fan Jack Burke will be. That one in itself is going to be a very fun episode that we've had in the books for about 2 months now.
That one's been on the calendar for a while.
Yeah, so that's gonna be electric, and then obviously we'll be back for Back in Show 29.
No, that's this one, dude.
What?
Right?
This is 29.
Correct.
Probably. Back in Show 30.
30.
We're on 30 already?
The James Conner episode.
The James Conner episode, and it will be the release. Steph Curry. The Steph Curry, and it'll be the release of the next example of a double plural. So get excited for that.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that for a second.
Yeah, no.
Okay, real cliffhanger, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, huge cliffhanger. But that, look, hey.
Nobody's listening anyway.
Yeah. They're all listening. But anyways, that's it for us, guys. Love you guys. Take care.
Take care.
Take care.
It's a rain for a long time, but you know